You just like words, so you're like that. I'm over here like lasagna. Lasagna got a G in it? But don't stop, because we want you to keep going, because this is Bag of Lies.
Hey, I'm Sharina.
And I'm Malika.
And yeah, this is Bag of Lies, the podcast that explores identity and community through the lens of the harmless white lies that we tell.
Yee, yee.
Hey, hey.
And you know, we are excited to start this project that came out of what were we doing? We were like meeting coffee up for coffee.
Yeah.
Being like, hey, let's come up with side project ideas.
Yep.
What about that? Like, who proactively is like, let's come up with side project ideas?
Creative nerds like us.
Yes, because we are creatives. We both work in advertising.
We do.
We were in said coffee shop waiting for the moment of creativity to strike us.
And it didn't.
It did not. And so I went and I got a cup of coffee. And I use one of my coffee aliases because that's what I do. And I use my most used one, Emma.
Which is crazy.
Because I am not an Emma in any sense of the word. Anyone who knows me is like, girl, that is a whole lie. nothing about me says Emma. And the barista was so nice to me. And I ended up feeling bad that I gave her my fake coffee name because I felt like in another life, me and her could have been friends.
Aww.
Like if I was like Malika, me and her could have been friends.
So like then
I
would have bonded over your truthful name.
Over my truthful name, because she was like, she gave me some type of combination of compliments where it was like, I like your hair, or your lips are pretty. Something that made me feel good about myself. And I was like, you are pretty too, girl.
Aww.
You know that like black girl friendliness.
Affirmations
of niceness.
Yeah.
And so I came back to Sharina. I was like, Sharina, I just lied to the barista about my name, and now I don't feel like I could be her friend. And then Sharina, her eyes perked up, and she was just like, just looking at me with like this face of like glee. And she's like, it's okay. I lied too. And then what did you proceed to tell me?
And then I told you about my tiny little half lie, which is actually like a full ass lie.
It's not tiny at all.
That I tell Uber and Lyft drivers that I'm divorced every time that relationships come up.
A lie that completely trumps. Can I just, let's set the record. That completely trumps my little thing of like lying about like my coffee names.
Yeah.
But so like she opened a whole door and I was like, oh snap, I know this girl. I know this person because this is like admitting a level of crazy that most people don't admit.
Yeah, but I was really excited about your coffee lie too.
I know you are.
Especially because Emma, that's such a specific and like
sort
of like the opposite of you, your personality, your look, like everything.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, Emma, coffee name, what?
And so we spiraled into like just telling you.